Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Happy New Year's Eve! It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. We're streaming live, doing everything entertainment at MyTalk1071.com. Also, check us out on the MyTalk app. Colleen and Bradley are taking some time off. Well, Bradley's not. So here's the lay of the land.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
We're in the place called the in-between.
Mm-hmm.
That weird week between Christmas and New Year's where God knows what is happening. You may have not left your house in a week.
I know.
I don't know what pants you have on. Maybe you don't have pants on.
Who needs pants?
Who needs them? But
Donald
anyway.
Donald Duck in it.
I mean, isn't that the truth? Bradley.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he wore pants when he came into work this morning when he was filling in for Jason on the Jason and Alexis show. Colleen's taking some time off with the fam. She's going to be back Thursday. I'm Holly. Brittany's here with us this afternoon. Hey!
I'm having already the best time ever. This is like the first time this week I have put on pants. And it feels okay. I think that Christmas and New Year's Day landing on Wednesday has made this extra because like, you don't even want to start your week. I've decided I'm not actually starting my life until Monday.
No, there is no point in starting your life. No, just keep the pants off if you want to have a good time here. Abby's joining us here. She's producing this afternoon. And we have to honor who won 2019.
We have to. I mean, it's kind of insane because he came in at the tail end.
At the tail end of 2019. Now, we teased this on the Donna and Steve show. And Steve Patterson whispered in my talk back his guess for the winner of 2019. And he was absolutely right.
Steve's a genius and you would never know it by the volume of his hair.
The higher the hair, the smarter the person. I don't know.
Says now.
Let's give a big Colleen and Bradley show air horn to the winner of 2019. And that would be Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda, otherwise known as the child, one of the stars of the Disney Plus series The Mandalorian, has totally won 2019.
I'm so, and I at first, I mean, I've never ever instantly been in love with something that wasn't a dog, and I have fallen in love with him completely.
I know you a little bit, Brittany.
Yeah.
And the fact that you just said that,
it's a big deal.
It's a big darn deal.
Like, he is so flipping cute when he holds a mug that like my teeth clench up.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that the collective feeling about Baby Yoda across planet Earth is that it's cute aggression and that you need to bite your knuckles. So Baby Yoda made his debut on the first episode of The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And ever since then, he has become a viral sensation. Now, when Baby Yoda made his debut, or her, yeah. I don't really know if Baby Yoda has a gender.
You're right.
Let's go with there.
Yeah.
So when they made their debut, there was no merch. There was no nothing. We had no idea that Baby Yoda was even going to be a thing.
Yeah.
And there was no Baby Yoda merch.
No. And they had to keep, since you know, Disney was kind of keeping it under the wraps, they didn't come out with a bunch of merch. So don't worry. As the internet does, they made up for it. And we looked up some of the hottest, most you have to have merchandise of Baby Yoda, including the cutest little 11-inch plush doll that, yes, of course, you can cuddle up with in bed. I would get a couple because they're so small. Also, if you're like, I need something a little more practical, don't worry. Funko Pop, of course, made their little figurine, which is even cuter because they did the Funko eyes on already Funko eyes. out of control.
Yeah, the Funko figurines cutifying everything. So now you're just going to spontaneously combust when you look at Baby Yoda because it's just like...
I know. And don't worry if you're like more of a practical person. You're like, I don't really like things. Well, don't worry. Like, they've really thought of everything. They have a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle for you to do with Baby Yoda in a backpack on a robot. Or no, that's not... No, that's... the assassin guy. Anyways, either way, it's adorable. It's like everything right
assassins,
now.
Assassins, aliens, tomato, tomato. Right? I mean, it's all really cute. But really, Baby Yoda caught everybody by surprise. And we weren't expecting this kind of viral phenomenon. And I don't think even Hollywood is expecting it either, because the Hollywood Reporter was doing this whole thing on Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
That the popularity of this little creature even took Disney by surprise, that people were so attracted to this character that they would go out and they would make fan viral merchandise.
I was on TikTok the other day and ended up in this hole of watching people make sugar cookies that were Baby Yoda. And I was so into it. Like the creation, if you go on Etsy and just write in Baby Yoda, good luck. There goes your day.
Bye.
2020 is right there. I haven't even heard that many good things about The Mandalorian as a series, except usually it goes down to we all of a sudden boil it down and we're just talking about Baby Yoda.
But that's the way things gain popularity in 2019, where it's just like, you know, the series, neither here nor there. However,
have you seen Baby Yoda?
But have you seen Baby Yoda?
Right. Because mug.
I watched one episode of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. Yeah. I got my free week.
Yeah.
Then I decided I don't need this in my life.
No.
And that's fine.
Did you watch the, what else did you watch on there?
Nothing.
So you were just...
I was just like, you know...
You didn't need throwback Disney stuff.
No, I didn't need throwback Disney stuff. If I had some kids in my life...
Totally.
That I would absolutely 100% get Disney Plus. Now, Abby, you have a youth in your household.
I have two.
You have two youths in your household. Yes. So you have Disney Plus.
Yeah, but it was my husband's idea. He wanted it. Mm. He watches it more than I do because there's a History Channel little.
Oh, National Geographic.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's where he spends his time.
And they have The Simpsons. So like that alone, I mean, but
they futzed with The Simpsons, though.
I know. They did the zoom in. Yeah.
They harshed my vibe. Yeah. And until Disney Plus fixed the ratios on The Simpsons, I'm probably not going to go back. But for good news for the fans of The Mandalorian, the show is going to be back for a second season so that you can bite your knuckles and look at cute Baby Yoda again. It's going to be back in the fall of 2020. So we have to wait a whole other year in order to get season 2 of The Mandalorian. Now, here's a little teaser for the folks at home who are into Star Wars. Jon Favreau, who executive produced The Mandalorian, he tweeted out an image of one of the dudes. I don't know his name. I'm sorry, Star Wars fans. You're just fine. Drag me. Anyways,
you're fine.
This was one of the guys who was hanging out in Jabba the Hutt's lair in Return of the Jedi. He has a nice little a sash over his bits and pieces. And he has an underbite. So he's probably going to be back in season 2.
I like
you have that to look forward to. The complete antithesis of cute aggression. I mean, unless you're into that kind of thing.
Could we handle a whole spinoff of Baby Yoda? Or is that too much? Like, what does a baby have to give to us? I mean, at some point, they're going to lean into what's working.
Yes, because it's the Walt Disney Company.
Yeah.
That's what they do best.
Yeah.
Well, The Mandalorian, if you're just joining us, we're talking about who won 2019, and it's Baby Yoda. By the way, this is the Colleen and Bradley Show with Holly, Brittany, and Abby today. It used to be the number one show on the planet, The Mandalorian. But now, something that Brittany has watched is now the biggest TV series in the world.
If you're not watching The Witcher, change your life. Well, after you listen to the show.
Then, at 3:02, you can go ahead and start streaming this.
So, we started The Witcher as like, all right, we'll throw it on. It's really good, but it's one of those things, too. The main actor, and you'll know, you always know all the names. I feel like you'll chime in at some point. But he has got the cutest little smile and grunt that, like, I can't even get over it. And what's confusing about the biggest complaint about The Witcher is the timeline is all over the place. So watch out for that. Just kind of accept it and know that, like, they might not explain it later, but that's okay because that's what the internet is for. But The Witcher's super good. It's kind of like Game of Thrones-y, where it's its own. It's not in a certain timeline. It's in a whole different world. But more magic. Because the one thing the Game of Thrones took a long time getting to was like having dragons. Mm-hmm. These people are like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, right now.
No delayed gratification.
No.
There's in the world of wizarding.
Yeah. Yeah. There's magic right away. And there's magic everywhere. And yeah, it's done well. The fighting scenes, if you're into that, which I am, are really good. I've played the video game, and so there's a lot of those same things. We can tell it's like a move that they've thought out. Like the whole fighting scenes look like a dance scene.
So this is based off of a video game.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So which could have been derived from, originated from something else, but I know it as a video game.
All right. Yeah. So what's the point of the video game? So what are you trying to do? You're playing this lead character. Yes. Who's played by Henry Cavill, who used to play Superman.
He's kind of like one of those guys that he's so, I'm going to stay out of everyone's business. I'm kind of, you know, a curmudgeon, but I'm also like so noble that I end up in everyone's business. Like in the video game, you play a lot of monsters. You're a monster killer. You're a monster killer for hire. And so that's the same premise of the show is like, I'm always above it, but somehow always in the drama. And like his, he go take Batman's voice and go an octave lower, and that's The Witcher. And then a lot of times he just expresses this.
Oh, grunts.
I love that.
You like, love the grunts.
Because he's like, got this, he's cute. And so he's like this little sneaky smile and he's cute. And then the woman he hooks up with is so beautiful that like I am down with watching them get down.
Is it Game of Thrones level horny?
No.
No, it is not.
It has the passion, like the buildup is there.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get...
You might get a side boob or maybe a butt cheek, but that's about all you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get the things that we got at Game of Thrones. And you're going to get less sibling interaction.
Uh-huh.
So, sorry if that's what you're into.
And by interaction, you mean incest.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. So, we're all clear here. No...
Just to be on, yes, exactly.
No incest, maybe side boob, a little butt cheek.
Yes.
And Henry Cavill, groveling voice like this.
See, there it is. It's that deep. And it's so, I mean, I couldn't stop laughing for the first episode. Yeah. But then once you buy into it, you're into it. But like at first, you're like, this is weirdly low. Like his voice is weirdly low. It doesn't even go with his beautiful, stunning eyes.
All right. So we have been recommended The Witcher on Netflix. You guys, probably a lot of you have already watched it because it is the most popular show on the planet right now. But, you know, if you're going to stay inside tomorrow, New Year's Day, if you have the luxury of having the day off and not having to put on pants, then go and watch The Witcher. If you're still not wearing pants, maybe you start watching The Witcher at 3:02 p.m. after the Colleen and Bradley show is over.
Perfect. You
know, we planned your day.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And when we come back, Ryan is coming in to give us all the latest celebrity dirt from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. You're on My Talk 107.1. Five pop culture questions, 30 seconds. If you get them all right, you can win a prize here on the 30-second pop culture challenge on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. We're also on the My Talk app. And Bradley and Colleen, they're out today. I'm Holly. Brittany's here. Abby's here. Ryan's here. Wait. And it's time for the play, the 30-second pop culture challenge.
30 seconds. Challenge.
We have Mary on the line, and Mary today is playing for a My Talk 107.1 t-shirt. Mary, you know how the game works, right?
Yes, I do.
Hey, Mary. Uh-oh, we might have...
It's the in-between coming back. It's the in-between.
Look, here's what's happening, a little behind the scenes. Sometimes our phones haven't been working lately, but here's what we're going to do. Hang on the line, Mary. Abby's going to talk to you, and maybe we'll arrange a little something for you, because he can't play the game. Mary won! Woo!
Yay! Yay! Mary's a
win. All right. You know.
Mary, you killed it.
Yeah, you killed it. All right. And maybe we can have Ryan play. Why don't we have Ryan play?
Yeah.
I'm going to start the countdown for Ryan.
Just, Ryan literally just told us how he's had such a rough week of going out. Let's throw trivia.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. So you know the rules of the game, Ryan. We're going to give you 30 seconds to answer five pop culture questions. If you get them all right, you're not going to win a prize.
That's okay. Fine.
I win a t-shirt.
Nobody wins a t-shirt.
I can get a t-shirt.
Give someone a t-shirt.
All right. Well, we're going to start the countdown after I ask the first question. Are you ready, Ryan?
I'm ready, Holly.
Here we go. On the sitcom Friends, which characters are brother and sister?
Ross and Rachel.
Which supermodel famously has a beauty mark above her lip?
A pass.
Who stars in the Netflix series The Witcher?
Henry Cavill.
Who famously plays the role of Dirty Harry Callahan in the Dirty Harry movies?
That would be Clint Eastwood.
Carrie Underwood has served as a longtime host of which award show?
The CMAs.
Which supermodel famously has a beauty mark above her lip?
Marilyn Monroe?
No.
Eartha Kitt?
No, supermodel.
Gigi Hadid?
Oh, good Lord.
I'm just impressed how many supermodels you know.
Who's got the wart?
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It's a beauty mark. Thank you. Ooh. And Brittany, do you know the
Cindy
answer?
Cindy Crawford. Remember she was in the Pepsi commercials all the time?
I'm looking her up.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't know who Cindy Crawford is.
I know the face. I'm just not going to know the name right off the top of my head.
I don't even
know. She still looks amazing in cutoffs. Like Cindy. And then we got a
mother of Kaya Gerber who is dating Pete Davidson right now.
Oh, yeah, yes. Any way to bring him up. Oh, yeah.
And we got to talk about the brother and sister on Friends.
Oh, yes. There it is.
You said Ross and Rachel, who famously had a child together in the sitcom. So let's just acknowledge that that is not correct.
Oh.
I know you've only seen 6 episodes ever, but it's Ross and Monica.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not a Central Perk in Westeros. Thank you.
There you go.
Wisteria. That's Desperate Housewives. All right. Now we're going to move away from that trash heap and we're going to play Celebrity Gossip Mysteries. This is where we solve celebrity gossip mysteries in the form of blind items. We call this segment Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Okay. All right. So, Brittany and Ryan, I'm going to read you a celebrity gossip mystery and you have to solve for X.
Okay.
So, listen carefully to the following and try to solve this mystery. We're still a couple of months out from the show, but this A-list everything in her mind and the foreign-born, one-name former A-lister are not getting along at all. They are both used to getting their own way.
Mm.
So two people you got to think about, an A-list everything in her mind, a one-name former A-list singer, and a reason why they would be collaborating and a reason they're not getting along.
Mm.
Ryan, you need to step up. Everybody knows I'm famously dumb.
Well, I guess I'm the last one to find that out.
Okay, so one name. Okay, so
it's going to be Sting or Bono.
Oh.
Give me a ding.
Uh-oh. And if the guy is the one name, right? I thought so. I was going to say we could go Madonna. Cher.
Detroit. No. Wait. In her mind, she's an A-list everything?
Well, that's how she's described in the blind items, meaning that this person has a very high idea of who they are in the world of celebrity. And arguably, they are A-list. So there are two people. So there's that person.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is a foreign-born.
One-named.
Former A-list singer. So two different people.
Yes.
They're working together right now.
Okay.
And they're not getting along.
Working together on music?
Kind of.
On some sort of project.
Yes.
Is it a musical?
No, but it is a big musical performance.
Cats. Ding.
Damn it.
We suck, Ryan. We're the worst team in the history of my talk.
Here's a clue.
Yeah.
They are performing at one of the biggest pop culture events of the year.
Bonnaroo.
You're not even going to get a buzz for that one.
Okay, so it must be the Oscars.
Pop culture moments.
Oh, okay.
So it's not necessarily, it's pop culture in as much as it's something that we always talk about. And we even talk about it here on My Talk 107.1 when it happens because it's that big.
Not the New Year's Eve.
Oh. No. Big. Huge. There's lots of advertisements Coachella? That people like to talk about.
It's a Super Bowl, and it's Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
Yay! Ryan, you came through in a big way. I'm really proud of us. I'm going to act like we're teammates again.
We are.
Let me fill in the blank for you. So Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are not getting along at all. They're both used to getting their own way.
Are we shocked that they're not getting along?
Well, they made nice when they announced that they were co-headlining the Super Bowl halftime show.
And, you know, how much do they have to work together where they're actually... Because, I mean, I think there's that fakeness that they could go for a long time if they weren't interacting that much.
Right. Well, the rumor is that the Super Bowl halftime performance of Jennifer Lopez and Shakira is that they're going to be doing their own numbers. But, you know, Jennifer Lopez will do something, then Shakira, then J-Lo, then Shakira, and they're going to share the stage in that way in the performance. So it's not like a duet situation.
So why can't... Yeah, that blows my mind. Then they would even have to interact enough to know that they don't like each other.
Yeah.
But that's big personalities, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that stadium is only so big.
Right. Moving on. Blinded by the idol. Okay, another celebrity gossip mystery for Brittany and Ryan to solve. Listen carefully.
Wow,
I'm going to give you the easier of the two that
we have here.
This A+/A-list singer has been quietly talking to managers other than her current one. She thinks it's time for a change and doesn't want to be involved in the drama any longer. So think of an A+ A-list singer who has a high-profile manager and might be looking for new management because she's tired of all the drama.
Kesha.
Oh. She's big. She had a big year.
Billie Eilish.
No.
A big year.
Yeah, she had a big year. Released an album earlier this year.
Taylor Swift?
No, but they do have that manager in common.
Okay.
They don't have the same manager.
Gomez.
No, but in that same circle of people.
Halsey?
No, he didn't say it. He was sneezing.
No. This person is famous for licking donuts, having a high ponytail.
Ariana Grande.
Thank you. There we go. And her
licking
manager
donuts is my everything.
Is Scooter Braun.
So,
the blind end, and let me fill in the blank for you. So, Ariana Grande has been quietly talking to managers other than Scooter Braun. Ariana thinks it's time for a change and doesn't want to be involved in the drama anymore. Being all the drama between Taylor Swift, Scooter Braun, Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber, all of these people who are in that network of celebrities, she wants to walk away and do something different.
I think this makes sense. Her last album, I feel like, came out so quietly that honestly, she has to change up something anyways. Like, for somebody that big to have had, you know, in the past... She had, I think it was it only one or two albums this year?
She had one album this year. Well, technically two, because she just released a live album last week.
That's what I'm saying. It was done so quietly.
Yeah.
Like, I think she needs a big, I think on that reason alone, she needs a whole new everything.
Yeah.
Because for how much excitement she's had this year and to be under the radar is insane.
Indeed.
Let's do one more.
One more. Celebrity gossip mystery.
This makes me want to do drugs. It's so hard.
Well, this one's going to be hard, but I just want to share it with you anyways. This older permanent A-list mostly movie actor, who is an Oscar winner / nominee, is back with his granddaughter fetish thing.
Oh.
He's hooking up with a woman a fraction of his age, and she says she has to call him grandpa during sex.
No!
Kind of hot. I just wanted to take a counterpoint.
Appreciate. All right, so think about an older permanent A-list mostly movie actor.
And he's not a writer of movies.
No, he is a star.
Okay.
He is a big movie star. Now, we're just going with the comment section where we get these blind items.
Yeah.
So this is all hearsay. This is all gossip.
Oh,
we don't know anything from anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But all
that
signs...
disclaimer alone. Yeah. Let's go ahead and just jump into that. Okay, old A-lister.
I'll give you guys a clue.
I'm scared to guess because I don't want to like say mean things about people that could have like long-term relationship.
I have a lot of wrinkly faces in my head right now.
Okay, always. Well, to your point, Brittany, no need to hurt this person's feelings because they are just exiting a long-term relationship. And to your point, Ryan, yes, this person has a wrinkly face.
Was he dating a model?
No, he's actually just departing a decades-long marriage. And this happened this year where he left his marriage, but there's been a lot of drama for decades between him and his wife. His wife is not famous. Here's a hint for you guys. This person starring in one of the biggest movies of 2019.
Oh, it's not Clint. Can't be Clint.
No.
So he's not in the picture. I am leaning towards De Niro. It's De Niro.
Yay! Bing.
Good job,
Ryan. You killed it. Hey. I would have been sitting here thinking about Clint Eastwood since we just talked about him, and I was like, I'm not ready to throw him
it's
in
teamwork.
That.
It's teamwork.
Is it, though? It did make the dream work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if that dream involves granddaughter fetishes, then Robert De Niro, his day has been made. So apparently, supposedly, allegedly, that's what Robert De Niro is into.
I mean,
totally believable.
Absolutely. Like, is that wrong to say? Like, 100%. I can, not only can I see it, I'm currently seeing it, and I'm ruined for
and
life.
Here's the thing, as long as it's consensual,
sure,
and it's legal,
sure. Well, I mean, obviously, they have so much in common.
Yeah.
I mean, they have so much to talk about. Their age difference, I'm sure, is nothing. I'm sure their conversations are probably enlightening.
Everyone has money in common.
Yeah. Now, remember, Robert De Niro.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Did start a movie called Dirty Grandpa. Back in 2016 with Zac Efron.
Yes. Yeah, don't you remember that?
I do now. Wow. Didn't catch that one.
Yeah.
Ryan, thank you so much for playing Blind Items with us.
Without you, I would have been even more of a hot mess.
No, you're doing wonderfully.
Well, you know what else was a hot mess? You, Brittany.
I mean, I was. I always am. I have a bruised ring finger, so right now I'm like a little bit of a hot mess.
2010. The 2010s. Hot messes. Mm-hmm. Man, we got to go through the dumpster and talk about some of the fails of 2010s. The whole decade, it's ending tonight, technically. Now, I know, you know, there's some science being like, well, it doesn't start until next year. I don't care. I like round numbers.
Yeah.
For the sake of our program, the decade is ending tonight. And we're going to talk about what is in the trash heap of the 2010s when we come back here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. I'm no good at goodbyes. It's your last day to get MyTalk 107.1 December prizes in our listener rewards. You can win tickets to see Reba or Maroon 5 at the XL Energy Center. We also have gift cards to Barnes & Noble, Green Mill, and more. So go see all the prizes and listener rewards on our app at MyTalk107.1.com. And you're listening to the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Everything entertainment, we're streaming at MyTalk107.1.com. We got the MyTalk app. We got Holly. We got Brittany. We have Abby here. Colleen and Bradley are off the show today. Bradley is filling in for Jason this week while he's still enjoying some time off. Colleen is enjoying time off with her family, and we're enjoying the hot mess that was the decade that we're leaving.
You almost forget how many things, especially with technology being such a huge part of everything, there's like a double failure. It's like the product will fail in general, but also the technology around it fails. Yes. So there has been some massive failures in the past 10 years.
So like tech fails. So things, devices, gadgets, companies that were from the world of tech, from the world of venture capitalism that is just...
Yeah, so one thing I even forgot about was MoviePass. You don't hear about it anymore because it was such a failure.
You know, the thing with MoviePass, and I feel safe to speak for Bradley Trainer a little bit, is that when that was really hot a couple of years ago, Bradley Trainer was totally on the MoviePass bus. So that was a service where you could buy credits to go and see movies, and then it would be on the cheap when you wanted to go to the movie theater because it was like kind of a frequent flyer card.
Yeah.
But then the company was a hot mess.
Yeah, it was all over the place. If they would have kept that same, their game plan together, but they tried to expand in different ways, and then they had a big data breach, and it was just all over the place. I'm sure people who are far richer than us can relate to the first generation Peloton being such a failure. So I guess they had a touch screen that just quit, you know, most of the time quit working. And then instead of being offered, it was such a big problem that they couldn't replace it. They just offered $350. Now, keep in mind, this is a $2,000 bike with a $40 a month subscription. And so people were just out that money. So they kept saying, you know, they've fixed all these problems, but they're saying kind of those early adapters sometimes are not the lucky ones.
Yeah. Well, you know, in 2019, they say let them ride Peloton instead of saying let them eat cake.
Ride it off.
Well, so that was a failure.
Absolutely.
But Peloton is still in the game.
Absolutely.
What are some other tech failures of the 2010s that are just goodbye?
This is a big fight we constantly have. So I'm usually the navigator in the car. My husband's the driver. And I'm a big fan of Apple Maps because...
Oh, it's trash, Brittany.
I've been told, but it's right there.
Apple Maps are trash. Go in your app store and download Google Maps.
But here's the thing. If you send me an address and I click on it, it just opens Apple Maps. So for me, that's enough reason. And I get that I'm the navigator, so I have the time to type it in somewhere else. But like, I'm either using Waze or Apple Maps. But this made the list of failures in 2012, Apple Maps. Mm. So you are Google Maps through and through?
Absolutely, because I've used Apple Maps a few times because, like you, Brittany, somebody texts me an address.
Yeah.
And then I click on it. I'm like, great. They'll take me to Apple Maps. I've gotten lost. I went down somewhere deep South Minnesota once, and I was taken miles off the road in the middle of the night on an icy road, and the deer were looking at me like, this crazy boob. Who the hell is she?
South Minneapolis.
No, Minnesota. Did I say South Minneapolis? No, maybe.
I was like, where were you?
I was by Lake Nokomis.
It's a rough.
And the deer were looking at me like, who is that crazy?
I was like, what part?
No, South Minnesota.
Okay.
Down in the middle of nowhere where I was trying to visit a friend and I used Apple Maps because I just clicked on the text message, bada bing, bada boom, there she is. But I went miles in the other direction. Totally dark.
Yeah.
I think the roads were icy and all it was me and some deer and they were like, who are you? And then I didn't want to do the thing where you turn around in the driveway and then you're out in the country.
It's traumatizing.
And then you're like, they're probably just frightened to death that some stranger is coming into the driveway. Oh, it just Apple Maps. No. What else were we thrown in the trash heap technology wise?
Hoverboards. Oh. I guess them being flammable is a big issue.
Oh.
And so they've been talking about how, you know, people like Justin Bieber, Wiz Khalifa were making it popular. And actually, Wiz Khalifa was arrested for riding one in an airport. And it looks like they've recalled 500,000 units because they talked about them starting on fire.
Well, and you couldn't check hoverboards into aircraft.
No.
Because of the fact that there was a threat of explosion.
There's that.
With the hovercraft. You know, maybe we're just going to throw it in the trash.
I remember, and that kind of leads us to our next one. I remember the time I was getting on a plane and they asked everybody if anyone had a Samsung Galaxy 9 phone because they were so flammable. The battery was so flammable that they had to make sure you didn't have a Galaxy phone, a Samsung. And that was one of those moments where I thought to myself, that's rough. Like, your phones are so bad that people, like, you know, you actually have to hand them in to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, prove that you've taken the battery off.
Oh.
Here's another failure that didn't make maybe technology list, but maybe that was the problem, is the Fyre Festival.
Oh, trash. Now, Brittany, did you watch...
Absolutely.
...the two documentaries on the Fyre Festival, the one on Netflix and the one on Hulu?
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which documentary, do you know off the top of your head which one you liked better?
I mean, since I saw the Netflix one first, it's why I like it more, because I just liked it because it was the first I was ever hearing of it, and it was done in a theatrical way.
Yeah. Oh, that was such trash.
It was so bad. And everything like leading up to it, I mean, you just find yourself saying, of course this failed. Of course this failed. I mean, there was no housing. You know, they had mass amounts of people coming in. Weeks leading up to it, people were just bailing. So it was one of those things that like goes down in just infamy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Another big failure.
Yep.
Cryptocurrency.
You know, there are still people out there who are trying to push that. Honey, I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah. And there were people early on that became overnight billionaires. So to them, not such big of failures. But you can't imagine they got off the ride that quickly.
Don't pay us in Bitcoin.
Okay.
just please don't. Let me come back. Look, what we got a question for you. Mm-hmm. We're going to be your recycling sorters. What can we trash for you? What in 2019 do you just want to trash? Do you want a fresh start? Give us a call, 651-641-1071. What can we trash?
Have you been waiting for just the right job? Then welcome to the end of your search. Amazon has seasonal warehouse jobs in your area, and now is a great time to apply. You can start getting paid right away and work close to home. Applying is easy. You don't even need an interview. So what are you waiting for? Come join the team and get a great seasonal job offer today. Visit amazon.com/hiring. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.